Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Timothy. Welcome to our Twinex podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Timothy Janofsky. I am a multidisciplinary storyteller from New Jersey. Never Been Kissed is my debut novel. And when I'm not writing, I do a little bit of acting. I do a little bit of stand-up comedy. And I'm also just by day a help desk representative for a theater ticketing company.
Oh, I love this. What part of New Jersey are you from?
I'm from Old Bridge, New Jersey, which is about 45 minutes outside of Manhattan, depending on traffic.
Yeah. I lived in Jersey City for about 12 years, so I have a soft spot for Jersey.
Okay, yeah, so that's not far at all.
Yeah, God bless the diners and the good stuff that just happened. You know, that's so New Jersey. So
New Jersey bagels, definitely Jersey number bagels. One on the list.
Yep. I missed those. I haven't had a good bagel in 2 years, so it's kind of sad.
Oh no.
Yeah, nothing compares to New Jersey. I was telling my boss, because I work for a New York company, but I live no longer in the Tri-State area. And so I was telling him, I was like, I missed the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches from the bodega. I was like, we don't get those outside of New York.
You know? Oh no. Yeah, I know. I have recently developed an affinity for everything bagels. Mm-hmm. I never, as a child, I was like, no, I don't want that. That's too much stuff. And now, like, I just crave them once a week.
Yes. There's something to be said about the food. I have to tell you, I left New York and I was like, oh, it's just going to be fine. And I lived in Chicago for about a year and a half. And the Chicago food scene is not that bad. But the Tampa food scene where I am located, it's not good at all. So it's pushed me to learn how to cook, which is exciting. It's like a better way. But I miss like so much about New York. And I'm like, I miss, you know, the energy, the fact that you don't need a car and all the fun stuff. But I'm happy. Yeah. I want to preface, I'm so happy where I am, but you know.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, all right. So the chats have Never Been Kissed. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So Never Been Kissed tells the story of Ren Roland. He's never been kissed, never been in love, but he wants this movie perfect ending more than anything. And so on the night of his 22nd birthday, he gets very drunk and very nostalgic, and he ends up sending emails to all the boys that he crushed on before he came out of the closet. He refers to them as his almost kiss emails. And the next morning he wakes up very hungover, and also with a response from Derek Haverford, who is his number one pre-coming out crush. And surprise, surprise, through that interaction, he finds out that Derek is going to be working alongside him at their hometown's vintage drive-in movie theater. And this really throws Ren for a loop, and together they kind of reform a new bond. They come up with a special project, and this kind of hazy summer blends into something that might help Ren finally get his perfect kiss before the credits.
I love this. And so what was the process of writing this debut novel? Was this your first novel, or did you have a couple ones in the drawer that are not going to see the light of day, you know?
Oh, yeah, there are some in the drawer that will never see the world. I actually started my journey towards being traditionally published started when I was about 15 years old. Mm-hmm. I was like super precocious, and I had written a book about community theater, and I wanted an agent more than anything. And I just, my dad at the time had a colleague whose wife worked in publishing, and she was really, really kind to me, and she provided me a lot of advice. And so I just started sending out queries at 15 years old with this novel that I wrote. I just thought I was going to be the next best thing. And I ended up actually getting representation through that. And so I actually went out on submission, which is like the process of submitting to editors at publishing houses about 3 times before this book sold. So I have 3 full books and then like a bajillion half-finished novels tucked away in various drawers and files and notebooks in different places. But this is actually kind of an amalgamation of some other books that I had kind of put on the back burner that kind of finally came together, like little bits and pieces of a story that I really wanted to tell, kind of snuck their way into Never Been Kissed.
I love this. And did you have fun writing this book?
Oh, I had so much fun writing this book. During the pandemic, one of my favorite things is going to the movies, because I really love the community aspect of seeing something with a group of other people. And because of COVID, obviously that was really unsafe. And so my partner lives in Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. And in Schnecksville, there is the oldest continuously operating drive-in movie theater. It's called Schenkweiler's. And they were open. They let them open during COVID. And so we got to go see movies there. I think we saw the Broken Heart Gallery. We saw the original Halloween movie, which was actually kind of scary because people were wandering around in Michael Myers masks, which I was not happy about. But we were going there, and my first thought was like, oh my gosh, this is such a great setting for a romance. Mm-hmm. There's just something so nostalgic and wistful and beautiful about that. And so there was definitely fun writing it, but it was also fun like being like, okay, I have to go to the drive-in this weekend because I'm curious what the popcorn machine looks like and it's research. So
I love this. I love the fact you were like, it's research. I need to get out of the house. And it's like, what a better way to just do it is driving your car. Like, because you're 6 feet separated by other people. You're in your own bubble, but you're still part of the community. So
yeah.
I love this. So you have a Christmas book coming out in this year. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. So October 4th, I believe, You're a Mean One, Matthew Prince comes out. This book was actually, so I wrote You're a Mean One, Matthew Prince, and that's the book that sold to my editor. And then my editor and I worked together I wrote Never Been Kissed on contract. So basically they said like, we really love your Christmas book. We want to put it out, but Christmas books aren't usually the best debut only because, you know, not everyone reads Christmas themed stories. And so I actually wrote this story at the very start of the pandemic. I was just looking for an escape. And this book is about Matthew Prince. He's thoroughly rich, thoroughly spoiled. He goes through a very messy PR mishap, and his very powerful parents sent him to stay with his grandparents in the Berkshires for Christmas in their kind of tiny little rustic cabin. And while he's there, he meets a local college student named Hector Martinez, who is not impressed by him at all. Just is like, absolutely not. Don't you come in here and mess up my mojo. And it's an extremely forced proximity story about the two of them working together to throw a holiday charity gala for the town of Wind River. And you know, through this process, they kind of grow and learn about each other. And it's just kind of a very feel good story. And it also is focused very heavily on mental health representation in Matthew, in particular, in his journey towards caring for himself. Because I feel like a lot of times we, the reason I wanted to do that was because around the holidays, we're always like, we should be joyful, we should be cheerful. And don't get me wrong, this book is cheery and fun and sweet and light. They see Christmas lights, they chop down Christmas trees, they bake cookies, they do all the good stuff. But they also, you know, there is kind of a pervasive sense of, you know, togetherness. You know, it's like, we all have to be really on and happy, but there is, you know, still underlying feelings of sadness and grief and stuff like that that come up during the holidays. And so I wanted to explore that a little bit in this book too.
Oh, I love this. I love the fact you touch upon not everyone has a good Christmas, you know, but it's so like the joy of Christmas too. Like it's kind of like a balance it out, like bringing the mental health, you know, part of it along for the ride, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what are you currently reading?
Ooh, I'm actually reading a lot right now. I'm in the middle of a lot of books. I'm kind of a chaotic reader because I'll read based on my mood. So it's like, what am I feeling right in this second? So currently I am reading a nonfiction book called From Hollywood with Love by Scott Meslow, which is kind of a history of the film rom-com from Nora Ephron to Netflix. So it gives you kind of like the quick hits of all those different movies and stars like Julia Roberts and Pretty Woman, but then like Meg Ryan and When Harry Met Sally. And it's super interesting, obviously, because I love movies. And also because there's these gorgeous illustrations inside of the movies of like special scenes from the movie. And so I'm really enjoying that. I'm also halfway through Sarah Hoggle's Just Like Magic, which is coming out also on October 4th this year. So I'm excited that we get to share a release day. This book is wacky and romantic and sweet. It is a romance between a kind of disgraced influencer and the holiday spirit, like the manifestation of the holiday spirit. And I just couldn't, I could not possibly be having more fun reading this book. And I'm so happy that Sarah shared it with me. And I have to say 100% that Betty in that book and Matthew Prince from Your Mean Moon Matthew Prince would totally be friends. They are the same brand of wild. So yeah, that's what I'm reading right now.
My gosh, I envy you because I'm like dying for Sarah Hoggle's next book. So I'm like, and I cannot wait. If they're both can be friends, that's like a good sign, you know.
Oh yeah, they are.
So I
Yeah,
love
she's
it.
an excellent writer. There's something just so cozy about her writing that I love. It just feels really sweet to sit down with. It makes you feel good, like putting on your favorite sweater.
Yes, I agree. So do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes, I definitely recommend Anita Kelly's Love and Other Disasters, which features a non-binary protagonist. It takes place on the set of a cooking show, and it is just this beautiful queer romance that is both quiet and loud and sexy, but sweet. It just has this kind of beautiful rolling arc to it that I just really, really, really loved. I also highly recommend, I think this came out last year or the year before, I actually can't remember, but I listened to Kosako Jackson's Yesterday is History, his YA debut, which is a time travel romance that takes place in Boston, and it has, a past timeline and a present timeline, and these two kind of polar romances going on. I just really found myself, I listened to the audio of that book, and I just really felt myself transported, which I think is cool, obviously, because the main character is transporting and I felt transported. And I think that's just the testament of a really great writer. But yeah, those are two that I really recommend.
I love this. I just finished Kosako's I'm So Not Over You, his adult rom-com, and I have to recommend that. That is so good. It's like,
Yes.
Crazy Rich Asian, Black Crazy Rich Asian, family, and then exes who are fake dating. What could go wrong with that?
Yes. Oh
So
my gosh, I have to bump that up on my TBR because I downloaded the audio and I'm like ready to listen to it. I am actually listening to Reckless Girls by Rachel Hawkins, I believe. Yep. And so I'm listening to that right now, and that is so tense. Like it's just so I know foreboding things are about to happen. And so I'm listening to it really quickly. So I definitely am going to listen to that one next.
You should bump it up to your TBR. It's a good, I think it'll be like a good palate cleanser from a thriller to this one,
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and if you like Rachel Hawkins, I like the X Hacks, and she has like another one coming up. It's she's Erin Sterling under the rom-com, paranormal like rom-com, but it's like exes who she ex a ha she ex she does a hex to her ex, and he comes back. He's like, "What's wrong with my life?" And she has to fix the hex. So it's a second chance romance. So,
Oh,
yeah, so but
yeah.
awesome. Tell us where we can find you online.
You can find me online at my website, which is timothyjanofsky.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all at Timothy Janofsky. And I think that's it. I think that's the only places you can find me online.
Awesome. So thank you, Timothy, for being on the show.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.